The texts say that when the Buddha surveyed the world after his awakening, he saw beings on fire, with the fire as a passion, aversion, and delusion. So think about that. Your normal state is that you're on fire. Like that meme they have of the dog sitting at the table, drinking a cup of coffee, and fire is all around him. He's saying, this is just fine. But actually, the fires are inside you, they're not outside. Whatever fires there are outside are not your responsibility. Your responsibility is the fires that keep burning inside you. So there's work that has to be done. Remember how fire was viewed in those days. There was a fire element that would exist in a latent state, calm and cool. But then when you started a fire, say you took a fire stick and you drilled into another fire stick, that would agitate the fire element. It would grab hold of the fuel. Because it was clinging to the fuel, it would burn. And it was trapped in the fuel as it burned. And when it let go, that's when the fire would go out. So that's the image for the mind. We're on fire because we're clinging to something. You have to ask, so where is the clinging? The Buddha gives you a list of places to look. But before you look, you have to get the mind really quiet. And so that's when you see things clearly. So work on getting the mind as quiet as you can. Turn down the flame. The word for right concentration, jhana, is related to a verb, jayati, which means to burn with a steady flame, like the flame of an oil lamp. The flames are not flickering around, they're very steady, and you can read by them. That's the kind of fire you want to develop in the mind right now. Turn things down, like the flame on a gas stove. Get it so the flames are steady. And see what you can see about your mind, what you're clinging to, what you're holding on to. That's creating the fire, that's creating the agitation, that's creating the heat. And then figure out how you can let go. When you're holding on to the state of concentration, it gives you a good place to hold on while you're letting go of things that are obviously unskillful. Times when the mind really flickers around and leaps out, explodes. You want to let go of those things. Then you turn around and you let go of the fire itself. Let go of the flames that are developing around your state of concentration. But the first thing is look and see what's really obviously unskillful and let go of that. Hold on to what's skillful. Don't let go of everything all at once. There's work that needs to be done in the mind. You're on fire. And for most people, they don't realize they're on fire. That's their natural state. Like the dog and the meme, they're perfectly fine. That's what they think. And then the flames engulf them, and then they suffer. They wonder why the suffering's coming. They think the suffering's coming from flames outside. It's actually the flames inside, and the clinging inside. That's the suffering. So learn to cling skillfully first. Let go of anything that's not skillful. There's work to be done in the mind. And today you have time. You've got the whole day. If the idea of the whole day is oppressive, remind yourself you don't know if you're going to survive the whole day. You've got it right now. So work on your mind right now. There's work that needs to be done. And here we have the opportunity to do it. So make the most of it.